Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. It is July 16th, 2026. Today's thread is control. Open models that you can evaluate and customize, domain products with clearer data boundaries, and robotic systems that expose a real implementation recipe. First up, Thinking Machines Lab released Inkling, an Apache 2.0 open weights multimodal model. Inkling is large, 975 billion total parameters. But it is a mixture of experts model with 41 billion active parameters per token. It accepts text, images, and audio, and its model page advertises a 1 million token context window. The practical read is not 41 billion means cheap. Sparse activation reduces compute per token, but operators still have to store weights, manage expert placement, handle KV cache, and measure long context per fill. Inkling supports BF16 and NVFP4, with recipes for several major serving stacks. So this is a credible candidate for a controlled evaluation, especially if you need multimodal input or fine-tuning. Start with one real workflow and compare quality, latency, memory, safety, and total cost with your current hosted model. Second, Anthropic has launched Claude for Teachers for verified K-12 educators in the United States. It combines Claude with Learning Commons, academic standards across all 50 states, and curriculum-oriented skills. It also connects to a range of classroom tools. The key engineering lesson is the product boundary. Anthropic says teacher-submitted data is not used for model training, and the product has K-12 privacy terms and a data processing addendum intended for FERPA compliance. For anyone building vertical AI, this is the template to study. Permissions, connectors, data handling, and human authority need to be designed as carefully as the prompt. Standards-aligned draft material is helpful. It is not a replacement for a teacher's judgment. Third, a useful robotics architecture note from Mistral. Its Robostral Navigate model is an 8 billion parameter navigation system that takes a language instruction and images from one ordinary RGB camera. Mistral reports 76.6% success on the unseen R2RC validation benchmark. Remember, that is a vendor-reported result, not a production safety guarantee. What makes the release worth reading is the recipe. The model predicts a point and arrival orientation in the current camera view. If the target is not visible, it falls back to a local displacement. Mistral trained it on about 2.4 million simulated trajectories across 350,000 scenes, used a prefix caching method, it says cuts training tokens by 22 times, then added online reinforcement learning. For builders, the message is simple. Use simulation for breadth, preserve direct visual grounding where possible, and separately test recovery and safety in the real world. One closing takeaway: the most valuable AI releases are increasingly the ones that show their system's boundary. With Inkling, that is weights, precision, and deployment. With Claude for Teachers, it is privacy and workflow. With Robostral, it is sensing, action, and training. Ask those boundary questions before asking who won a benchmark. Quiz lightning round. Question 1. According to Thinking Machines Lab, how many parameters are active per Inkling token? A. 6 billion. B. 41 billion. C. 256 billion. D. 975 billion. The answer is B. 41 billion. Inkling has 975 billion total parameters, but its sparse MoE design routes 41 billion active parameters for each token. Question 2. Which input modalities does Inkling accept? A. Text only. B. Text and images only. C. Text, images, and audio. D. Audio and video only. The answer is C. Text, images, and audio. Inkling is natively multimodal on input and generates text output. Question 3. What data use commitment does Anthropic make for Claude for Teachers submissions? A. They are used to train the next model. B. They are not used for model training. C. They are published after a school year. D. They are available to all students. The answer is B. They are not used for model training. That commitment is central to the product's K-12 privacy story, alongside its educator-only access model. Question 4. What primary sensor setup does Robostral Navigate use for its reported navigation result? A. A single RGB camera. B. LiDAR plus stereo cameras. C. GPS and radar. D. A depth camera only. The answer is A. A single RGB camera. Mistral says the system does not use LiDAR or depth sensors, which makes robust testing in difficult visual conditions especially important. Question 5. Why should a team benchmark Inkling's advertised 1 million token context at its own target lengths? A. Context length determines the license. B. Long context profile, KV cache, and latency can materially change deployment cost. C. It prevents multimodal input. D. It disables MOE routing. The answer is B. A maximum context window is not the same as affordable or responsive long context serving. Measure the workloads your application will actually send. Thanks for listening to the Code Mingle AI podcast. Build carefully, measure on your task, and we'll see you in the next briefing.